USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More battleground states are confirming Joe Biden's election win. Arizona and Wisconsin signing off on their election results. Coronavirus Task Force member Dr. Anthony Fauci is praising how numerous safe coronavirus vaccines have been created in less than a year. Fauci telling NBC News,
"It was purely remarkable advances in science to allow us to do things in days to weeks that we used to take months to years."
Fauci continues by saying millions of people will start receiving the vaccine in December.
"Well, very likely up to 20 million people, because there are 40 million doses. You need a prime and then a boost. So either anywhere from 20 to 40 million people, likely closer to 20, will get it here in the first round."
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
"I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50. And, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has."
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The White House Christmas decor is revealed.
First responders and frontline workers are highlighted in the White House Christmas decor that also gives a special nod to Melania Trump's redesigned Rose Garden. Workers on the front lines of the COVID crisis are recognized in the Red Room with a Christmas tree dotted with handmade ornaments, as well as other decorations around the parlor. A buck and a crane are featured in 3D, hanging in windows of the Green Room, where American wildlife is the highlight. Classical urns line an east wing walkway and hold foliage from different regions of the country. The overall decor design is the duty of the First Lady, and she said America the Beautiful is her theme, and that it was inspired by Americans' shared appreciation for our traditions, values, and history. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
The NFL now moving the Baltimore Ravens-Pittsburgh Steelers Week 12 matchup a third time. Now it's moved to Wednesday night. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Experts from around the world are starting to discuss what the assassination of Iran's top nuclear weapons scientist means.
Following the assassination of the leading Iranian nuclear scientist on Friday, tensions are running high in the Middle East. Iranian leaders have accused Israel of orchestrating the assassination and have vowed retaliation. Former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Mike Mullen, says the assassination is a significant event in Middle Eastern relations. He tells NBC's Meet the Press that he hopes President-elect Joe Biden will be able to calm things down in the area.
"I expect this. Certainly the media is reporting that tensions are on the rise. There's an Israeli component to this, meaning Israel is, Iran is a nuclear weapon in Iran is an existential threat to Israel, and Israel will do all it can to make sure that never happens. So I'm hopeful that President-elect Biden can actually reach in and calm the waters, but I think this heightens tensions significantly."
Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has said that his country would seek revenge for the killing in due time. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The best deals on this Cyber Monday include places like Walmart, Amazon, and Target. Meanwhile, Cyber Monday is expected to be the largest online sales day in United States history, according to Adobe Analytics. The company believes almost $13 billion could be spent in online shopping today. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.